I didn't choose art, art chose me. My name is Willie Bonner, and I'm an American artist. A lot of people like to associate me as a black artist. Black is my culture, but I am American.
I'm Dr. Julie Sasse. I'm the chief curator at the Tucson Museum of Art. My area is modern and contemporary art. Willie and I have known each other for actually many years, but in 2000, he was finishing up his master's degree at the University of Arizona, and I was working as a curator there. So I mounted an exhibition of his work. I loved his work back then. We got reconnected through his inclusion in the biennial, and I said, you know, I need to see your new work. This is wonderful what you're doing. And paid a studio visit and was wowed, and then brought our CEO, Jeremy Michalazak, down to see the work. And that was actually the inspiration for 4x4.
She was such a breath of fresh air in how she received me as an artist and my work. And it was the type of person that I always dreamt of meeting in my journey as being an artist.
Basically, a curator organizes exhibitions, writes about the work in the collection. So we are part educator, part fundraiser, part academic researcher, writer.
Well, working with this curator helps me a lot.
He's great.
But I really just focus on the creative end. If I step outside of that, then other things start to affect how I think and produce work.
Every artist is different that I work with. One of the things that I've learned to do over the many years I've been a curator is to get a handle on what an artist needs to get what they need to get done. He needs to be alone to do his painting.
Art will always bring me back to recording what I feel, what I experience daily. And it was something that I couldn't shake. So I would sit at my mom's table as a child and would draw all the photographs and portraits of people in my family. Music came into my life through my parents. My mom sang gospel, and my father was a jazz musician. Just that background of music and gospel, the jazz, blues, locked me into my culture. My favorite artist is Louis Armstrong, and it's the notes that he hits that bring about this real colorful feel that I have, that when I'm doing art, it goes into my work. I began painting and practicing the mannerism of Rembrandt's, but somehow reason that I didn't feel like I was in the work. I wasn't connected, even though I thought I did a decent job at it. And as time went on, colors kept coming out, but wasn't supposed to be there because I was focusing on somebody else's spirit. I got to a point where I said, well, I'm just going to leave it there and just see what happens. And then one color challenged another color, and then all these colors started creating my truer identity.
When you walk into this exhibition, I think the first thing that I see is an explosion of color. The energy in this exhibition is just palpable. Occasionally, you see references to black culture through text or through symbols, but you don't have to experience it entirely through that lens. Willie is an artist. He is a black artist, but he is an artist, and everyone can find this work accessible. Above all, I find the work positive, colorful, exuberant, and joyous.
The bittersweet thing is that I see everybody as a human being. And systemic racism is kind of like divide us from our humanity. It's a shame that some people have to live in anger or blindly towards one another. But when you look at some of these pieces here, there are portholes that are left open. So if you look at, cover the whole canvas, you start seeing that you can go not just at the surface, but the layers under it, you know? So it's taking you into a deeper thought and a deeper transition, not of any particular subject, but on the viewer themselves, where they stand and how they perceive the work. So when I'm painting, I'm just gauging this sensibility of being human.